I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, this is a story that started on Reddit, and then it was posted on Reddit. Now it's catching some momentum and getting talked about quite a bit. This Alaskan teenager, 15 years old, apparently his parents recently caught him self-pleasuring. And they said, you know, we're not into that and any kind of things like that before marriage and stuff. And so we don't want you doing that in our house. And a couple days later, the 15-year-old said he found, delivered some from Amazon on the front porch, some security cameras. And they put security cameras in his bedroom and in the bathroom to make sure he's not playing any 5-on-1, if you know what I'm saying. Their parents have taboo beliefs regarding sexual activities before marriage. And he said he wasn't even allowed to attend, like, sexual education classes and stuff like that. So he did learn some things off the internet. And then, you know, basically he's 15. He's going to do what 15-year-olds do. And everybody on Reddit is like, dude, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to worry about it. He's asking for advice. What can I do? My parents put up video cameras in my room and in my bathroom because they don't want me doing this. They probably definitely don't want you driving the car then either. That's where his parents are at. Now he's asking. I mean, there are people weighing in from just all kinds of just like advice to like legal things, and they're talking about like they said. One guy said, if you're looking for a legal fix, he could call the American Civil Liberties Union and demand his right to do the five-knuckle shuffle.
Yeah, if that happened to me when I was 15, I would have had to have moved out. I mean, there wouldn't have had a choice. What happens when you Facebook taunt the police? A wanted Pennsylvania woman taunted a sheriff's department online by asking if they do pickup or delivery. They posted her picture up there, and they said she's wanted for this, that, and the other thing. And so she posted up, hey, you guys do pickup or delivery? Chloe Jones, her name, she commented on the Greene County Sheriff's Office Facebook page in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. They featured her as one of the county's most wanted. So she responded, well, here I am. You want to pick me up or what? Followed by 4 crying, laughing emojis.
Apparently, me if you can.
She failed to appear in court on some assault charges, and she claimed that. Then some people chimed in. Some other people were on the Facebook page chimed in, and they started ripping on her. And she said, "Oh yeah, you want to come get me? I am in the hospital right now in Morgantown, West Virginia. Come get me." Well, police tracked her down, and she was extradited to Pennsylvania. And then a couple days later, sheriff's office went back on Facebook, put a picture back up there, and said, currently incarcerated.
And finally, from Florida, a 29-year-old guy named Jordan Anderson is accused of playing basketball naked in the park. The Florida man was arrested Sunday at 7:30, charged with indecent exposure of sexual organs. They showed up at the park to a report of a naked man walking around, and when they got there, the 29-year-old, they say, was in his full glory and practicing basketball. This guy, you know which team he's going for when they play shirts and skins, you know what I mean. He allegedly told the officers, though, he thought he could get better at the game if he practiced naked. John, this little incident took place in Longwood, Florida.
I can't believe it's news.